listening to John Williams and a theme from the movie The Patriot. The Patriot, which is one of the featured selections that is going to be taking place on July 9th, the Symphonic Blast Concert, directed by Bob McConnell, the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. There are a number of pieces that are composed by John Williams, and Bob McConnell is joining me. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
And to imagine, any idea how many songs, how many different compositions John Williams came up with over the course of his lifetime?
Not really. You know, he did so many movie scores and things like that. He was doing so much arranging too. I mean, it's just a lifetime of music work.
And it is by Dan. You'll also be featuring the Midway March and Liberty Fanfare from John Williams. And the wide receiver theme from NBC football I've got listed here. So you've got John Williams, he's got his hand on about everything, whether it be television or movies, whether it be just simply great compositions. Bob John Williams around. Did an entire concert of John Williams songs back a while ago. But you've got a lot of other pieces that are going to be coming up, including one from Henry Mancini. This is a little bit of fun, lightly Latin. And again, it is Bob McConnell joining me. Henry Mancini certainly has a number of credits to his name. I don't think not as many as John Williams, but he's well known. And this goes back to 1960, Lightly Latin with Henry Mancini. So you kind of cover a spectrum there, don't you, from the majesty of the Williams pieces, and you've got this rather nice ditty, so to speak, Lightly Latin. You really do have a range of shows or songs that are to be played during the Symphonic Blast, is that right?
You know, on a pop concert, you've got shorter pieces and you want to have a lot of variety. So I used some of John Williams, both his movie music, and then he was commissioned to write a lot of music for special occasions. That Liberty Fanfare, I don't know if you have the information in front of you. I think it was for the Bicentennial of the United States, and that is really a cool piece, but a very different style than some of his movie stuff, and fun for the orchestra to play. So yeah, there is a tremendous amount of variety.
And yes, and I know you've got, here's one you've had before. This is another movie theme, The Magnificent Seven, and this is Elmer Bernstein.
Well, the last time we played this piece in Burlington was at an outdoor concert downtown last fall, and we had about 25-mile-an-hour wind during this, so it was pretty chaotic, and I just thought, we've got always a great crowd at the fireworks concert, and to me, it's just one of my favorite movie things to listen to.
And a little bit more of that before we move on. And again, it is the Southeast Iowa Symphony. The Symphonic Blast Concert started in 1996 at the Crapo Park Centennial. So I'm not sure. I think when we take the year out, I think this is at least, 20, 25, or this will be the 26th version of this concert?
I think it's the 26th.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day, but I don't really know. We've had a couple of snafus with either drought or rain. But in fact, last year's was rain delayed.
Yes.
We went ahead and presented the concert at Iowa Wesleyan because it was storming. And then we came in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks later and did it in Christmas.
The final day of July. I was the last day of Ragbri, so I came right.
Oh,
off,
yeah.
I came right off the bike ride right into the concert. So it was kind of a, it was a full day. Let's put it that way. But we've got. Yep. I think that the thing that is most, you know, you have all of these songs and they all lead to the 1812 overture, and there's sort of an air when that song is playing, especially as you get closer and closer to the where you're going to have the fireworks come in. It's the 1812 overture again from Tchaikovsky. Is this the actual Battle of Waterloo that we're talking about here, Bob?
No, this is the invasion of Russia and celebrating the defeat. It was actually, I think, written. Oh, I can't even think, like 70 years on an anniversary. And so it includes the French national anthem and a Russian hymn of celebration and kind of portrays parts of the battle. We play a shortened version, but it's the exciting part, and it, like you said, it does match up with the fireworks very well.
And again, the one thing about the, and I know we've talked about the fireworks, the fireworks are different than pretty much any other fireworks you're going to see because they're so close and so spectacular, and they're right behind the orchestra. And as you get to those first booms, I think you said what you felt some of the firework debris coming down. Is that right?
Absolutely. People that come tell me it's like their favorite thing.
and the display, the display that they've done for this, and because it is close, and because it's in an amphitheater setting, it is pretty hard to it's hard to top it. It's one of the most spectacular fireworks displays, along with spectacular music. There's a sort of a hush that goes up around the crowd when you get closer and closer to the end, and then those fireworks take over. It is a truly great concert. I think you've said that this is one that you've had friends that have come to and maybe never been here before, but they've been amazed by what they saw and amazed by what they heard. Is that right?
I've had people that have both attended fireworks July 4th things at the mall in Washington, D.C., and in Boston, just say, this is so much cooler. They're, you know, you're right on it, and it's just, you're part of it. So it's a lot of fun.
It is indeed. It is happening 8 p.m. Saturday, July 9th. It will be the Southeast Iowa Symphonic Blast, and again, it is sponsored by a whole bunch of people, John H. Witte Foundation, the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation, the Starker Trust, the City of Burlington, Craftsman's Press, the Hawkeye, and, of course, KBUR and Pritchard Broadcasting. It is a very special night, and I will look forward to seeing Bob McConnell, looking forward to the music, looking forward to chatting with you again, and looking forward to another, hopefully, a wonderful concert with good weather. How about that, okay?
Yep. Let's
go. Thanks, Bob. Have a great time, and we'll see you on that Saturday night. Okay.
Thank you.